This is comedy.
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 Comedy above the pub.
This is Joanna Demme.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Nasa Gay.
Kevin Brock.
This is John Wing.
Tracy Hoyt.
Adam Groh.
This is Jason Passan.
It's Peter Anthony. You're listening to Comedy Above the Pub.
I just blew your mind.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 12 of Comedy Above the Pub. I almost said it again. From last week. Comedy Above the Tub. This almost was last week. Jen Robertson, it's a pleasure to have you here. Here's our guest. Right in there. How are you?
I'm great.
First of all, very serendipitous
it
to
is.
Have you with us. We were both on the new material night, eating it at the Rivoli.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. You went up with material. I went up with a manifesto. We'll get into that in a second. Ian Atlas, of course, is working those rooms now.
Yep.
And thank you once again for finally paying me for the one. I ran off without getting paid the 1 week. So
yeah, $20.
So I doubled up.
Come on.
I got the double down. That's it. You weren't even there that night, so you couldn't see me.
Morgan was there.
Right.
We don't both have to be there.
Well, yes, you okay. do.
At least,
yes, you do.
So one of them can witness the tanking, so they can just tick the box, and that's it. We have Darcy with us.
Hey, Todd.
Pleasure to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So yeah, we got a hold of Jen because we were both kind of pacing in the back room. And I guess I looked at you and said, "Hey, you look like you could be funny. Let's. You've got some stuff in your quiver.
What are you doing this weekend? Everyone else is out of town.
Yeah,
she was focused on her set, so she knew she was vulnerable.
Yes.
Defenses were down.
Yeah,
that's always when it's either hammered or just before stage time, or even afterwards. You're like, oh, what was I thinking? You want to do a podcast? Yes, just get on my face. Well, thank you for coming down.
Thanks
this is
for
this
having.
Is so cool. And then, of course, not even remembering that you're part of the Diamond Field outfit.
Yes,
which of course backs the alt dot and the sketch.
Seems like favoritism now.
It really does, yeah. Actually.
Actually, yeah. I'm pretty sure you're the first Diamond Field act that has been booked since I started working there.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you have broke the tape, my dear.
No, I didn't break it well. It was a weak tear that night. It was not a...
So how did you get roped into the new material night? Because you're sketch by trade.
True.
And that's what everyone enjoys you on. Not to say your stand-up is anything to be ashamed of.
That was awkward.
That was really...
Yes. That was... Ooh. You see, that's the backpedaling compliment. I've been doing this a while, Jen. Don't worry about it.
Careful, Todd. You back up any further, you're going to fall down the stairs.
Yes. We got to do this on the ground floor, I think, next time. Flat and level. How often do you do stand-up? Because you were saying, admittedly, that you don't do it that often.
I don't. I've done it probably, I would say on an average, let's take the last 3 years and bring out a chart. You'll see in the last 3 years, I've probably done it probably like, I don't know, 20 times a year, something like that. I just kind of keep doing it to have it, keep the fear alive, really.
That's what we're all about here, keeping the fear alive.
Yeah. Keep the fear alive. And so it had been a long time, though, since The Babe, because I stopped at 6 months, when I was 6 months pregnant. I stopped doing sets because I would get that adrenaline rush and I'd be so winded.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be like, did you folks ever notice? there's a baby on my lungs. I can't breathe. So it wasn't really pretty.
Between you and Marjorie Malpass,
when she
was pregnant, which she busted on this very podcast, not this one, but the one previously. But she busted out that news and she was pregnant. And I remember her sort of last sets. It was the exact same thing, watching and going. She goes,
When you said she busted, I thought you meant she birthed.
Yeah, her water broke. Thankfully, Darcy's been to Boy Scouts and knew to boil some water and get some towels ripped up.
Good.
So pretty much everything was great.
Okay,
be
great.
Prepared.
Why he tied all those knots, we're not sure.
Are these
for the badge,
good?
Ian? For the badge. It's all about the badges.
You got that one that night. Seamstressing, citizenship. You started
midwifery.
Boning up.
All there.
Midwifery.
Midwifery.
Is that
That's
what it's called?
It's called. Yes.
I thought it would be midwifery.
No, nope, whiffery.
Whiffery.
It implies.
How is it you know that exactly?
Because when you're going to have a baby, you have to look into all of that.
Now, okay, so you did have a child, obviously.
Yes.
We've alluded to this.
We've alluded to
that. That elephant is in the room.
Okay.
We better address this. How old is the child?
She will be 6 months old
awesome.
Next week.
Name?
Yeah. Lola.
Uh-huh.
It's a family name. La, la, it's Brandon's grandmother. Yeah, you know what? I thought it was, you know, totally not out of the in the circle and everything. So we picked Lola. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, people were like, oh, I think Denise Richards has a Lola. And they're like, oh, that fat, the fat redhead from Wilson Phillips. Mm-hmm. Carney Wilson's got a child named Lola. So I feel like the street value of my child's right. name is going down.
But all those names are coming back in vogue anyway. So it's really just a mad rush to get those back.
Yeah, you know, and then people ask about the transsexual song mm-hmm. as well, if that's why. And we're like, nope, it's pretty clear. It's, I mean, yeah. I don't know what's up in there. Mm-hmm. There could be some
wait, nuts. What are we saying about the song?
Yeah, this is news to me as well.
What?
I did not. I'm being dead serious here.
Like a man.
You're ruining my childhood right now. Is that what you're doing?
L-O-L-A. That one.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. It's about a very attractive transsexual.
And you're supposed to be the music nerd.
This just in... Exactly. Music. That song you put on your cottage and you sit down on the Muskoka chair and you have a nice beer and you just nod
with
along.
With your arm around your buddy.
Exactly. Wait, now...
Todd, you know what Afternoon Delight's about, right?
That I know about.
Okay.
And it was awkward hearing my parents sing it at the cottage. Oh. It was, this is our favorite song. And I know they don't know the lyrics. No. I know it for
They're thinking it's like a lovely piece of cake and a cup mm-hmm. of tea.
It would
Afternoon
be,
Delight.
It would be the exact same if they came in today and started listening to that rap song from The Office, back up on your ass with the resurrection. Mom, stop. I don't need that at all.
I love hearing you rap. It's really soulful.
I am with it. Yeah. I am, as they say, jiggy.
I didn't know that.
And with it at the same time.
You proved that during the Nouse Again episode.
I certainly did.
No one rocks an urban show quite like TVA.
Oh, yeah. I throw it down. Is that right? Throwing it down?
I think you throw it down.
I would think throw it up so people could catch it and go, the fever.
Throw it down like when you scored that.
You spike
whatever.
It.
Spike it.
Oh, and then I do my dance.
Yep. Which luckily this is radio.
As I end every set this week.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is audio only, and your cred would be completely ruined because we see your ball cap.
Yeah.
It's on perfectly straight.
It's on perfectly. Yeah. Oh, wait, just a second. I adjust.
There you go.
Now, there we go. See? Street Todd is in the house, yo. So, what's up, my shiznit? Did I get that right? I don't know.
This is my last episode, everybody.
Finally, thank you.
Had
I known, I would have done that episode too. Now, yeah. Jen, so you have a lovely daughter.
I do.
Lola. And so how do you find, you're obviously still performing and stuff like that.
Yes.
I was just thinking of this today before you showed up.
Okay.
Like folks that are performing and stuff like that, really, who have sort of that domestic life.
Yes.
We live a weird life, but to us, it's sort of that norm.
Yes.
Which I know when I'm talking to my neighbors and stuff like that, they go, oh, he performs and I've heard his voice on this. And it's that sort of weird thing. And you just sort of forget that it's not
normal.
It's not normal. Yeah. And when you're in those awkward cocktail parties, you go, oh, yeah, I did this thing. And you realize people are staring at you.
Yes.
And don't get, like, before you were coming over, we bought some shit at IKEA.
Yeah.
So I'm assembling this like pasta board thing for my girlfriend.
Pasta
and
board.
Yeah, it's this thing on wheels that'll help her put the pasta machine on so she can.
Nice.
It's like a nice cutting board thing.
Yeah.
So as I'm doing this, I just like this is like it's a typical Saturday.
Doesn't
thing.
Your pasta come in a bag like all the rest of us?
Not if you're Italian, my friend. Oh no, it comes in a bag, all right, and that bag is flour.
Yeah.
And then we add eggs and a myriad of things that I can't I'm a white boy from Gananoque. Now
you could have said you're from Gananoque, the white would have been implied.
It's true, actually. Unless I was one of the three Chinese restaurant families. Then
there
that could have been it.
Then Chow Mein would be a racket.
It would be, actually.
It's a racket.
The prices
racket,
were getting
people.
Slashed. The prices were getting slashed. But like
along with your tires.
Up to this point where you showed up today, I was having like sort of that typical Saturday everyone has where you get up, you have your coffee, you go to the IKEA, you get your groceries, you start assembling stuff you're doing around the house, and then after this, we record a podcast, which is going to go onto the internet, which is basically a radio show, and then I'm entertaining 600 people tonight at Absolute Comedy.
Right.
It's weird to have that sort of juxtaposition where it's like there's no showbiz anymore. Well, not for us anyway.
No. That's, I don't know. Like, how does it affect you as a parent, do you mean?
Or yeah, like, do you not find it kind of weird? Like, do you find yourself in situations where you're just like, oh, yeah, other people don't do this normally?
I think it's okay for now because she's very little, so she doesn't know how bizarre it is. Like, mm-hmm. I know probably when she was about 8 weeks old, I was auditioning for Insecurity, mm-hmm. the CBC show, for an S&M woman. Mm-hmm. And my husband and the baby came
bring your
with
own whip.
Me. Yeah, my husband and baby came with me. And there I am, like, coming out of the bathroom going, it's your mommy! And yeah. I'm in this, like, full... Although, of course, I don't have any S&M clothing.
She's looking at going, well, that's not new.
That's nothing new. Yeah. But I don't have any S&M clothing, which they've requested yeah. that you wear. And I'm mm-hmm. like, it's leather. You have to take it to the cleaner, right. So it's not ready, mm-hmm. obviously. So I was in a bathing suit with pink polka dots on it and a skirt.
That says S&M. That says beat me.
So it was pathetic, right. Really, more than anything. It's fine now because she's portable and she mm-hmm. can't speak.
Right.
And once she can, and once she can be embarrassed, mm-hmm. I think, by us, that'll be a whole other right. scenario.
But then you'll be gleefully going to the S&M commercials every time she misbehaves.
That's right. Right. You want mommy yeah. to wear the bathing suit and right. that weird skirt again?
And then she'll get lippy and go, oh, mom, is it Wednesday already?
Yeah, and look yeah. at you.
Mom, do you always have to be on?
That's yeah. That's right, yeah. That's actually not funny. It's actually a great time for comedy for her because... Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're saying. It's just all the delivery.
Right.
So you go, because he was wearing pants.
Yes.
Don't kill herself.
Yes.
And you don't have to have a punchline. Like, it doesn't have to go anywhere.
Don't tell Todd this. He's going to pump out a litter of kids.
No. I already have tested this theory out on my nephew. And it was his first Christmas. He was literally about 6 months old, yep. And so they had him in the wrapping. So I just said, well, it's time
wrapping.
For some. Yeah, like they swabbed him up, like, you know, that bundle thing. Yeah, no, they still had him in the amniotic sack. That's they really were particular. They're just like, no, we're going traditional.
We're keep him in this.
We really don't want to ease him out too quickly into the outside world, so we're just going to keep him in that sack. So they have him kind of bundled up, and he's just kind of like lying on the floor. So, okay, yeah. I'll go talk to him. So yeah. All I did was like vaudevillian kids stories.
Yeah.
And like every punchline was because he had a load in his pants. And he would just laugh at that nonstop. I go, why did Santa, you know, not deliver your toys? Because you had a load in your pants. And he is just tearing up a story.
Yeah.
Just like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I know. It's a great time.
You keep closing with it.
I do.
It only works with your nephew. You got to learn
that. We laugh.
Just stop bringing that to the river.
You know what? I got this last night when I did it on stage. Absolute.
One
6 month old in the back.
Yes, sir.
Heard it. I'm fucking killing that table over there. The rest of you catch up.
I'll be at this rainbow daycare yeah. all next week. Thank you. Try the veal.
So it's fun. Like, is she at the stage? Is she sleeping well? Are you afforded the opportunity to get out and do the things you need to? And
yeah, and we have a very, you know, because we're both actors, our lives are really kind of crazy. And so the odds of us both working at one mm-hmm. time are so slim. So we haven't had to do like traditional, you stay home and rear the baby and I'll go do this. So mm-hmm. It was crazy in the beginning because when she was 3 weeks old, Brandon went to Regina mm-hmm. to shoot Little Mosque on the Prairie.
Right.
So, and she was coming with me to set. Mm-hmm. And the babysitter. I did what you're not supposed to do. I hired a really young, really attractive babysitter.
Oh, dear.
I'm hoping our marriage is stable enough to survive this. Her name is Tiffany, and she's fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
I know. Yeah, Tiffany.
With an I?
With a Y. Oh. With a Y.
I was just going to, yeah, if it was an I, just like, see ya. It's been a pleasure.
It's done, yeah.
do you want to mention your husband as well? He went out to sure. Little Mosque. How long was that for?
It was only for 4 weeks. It mm-hmm. felt like forever.
Okay. Is that for this coming season?
For this coming season, okay. Yes. He plays the priest, the Anglican minister. Mm-hmm. A little bit racist. He always plays jerks. He always plays mm-hmm. jerks, my husband. He's 6'5", and I think people just assume
he's gonna
an
be a
asshole,
jerk.
But I'm actually the asshole in our relationship.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm the, like a little
pickle. Oh, Todd, you have no
you
idea.
You have no idea.
Well, you see, I don't know what the office is like over there at Diamond Field.
I will call Ian and go get that fucking guy on the
She
phone.
Hooked a phone at me.
Yeah.
She brought it from
you
home.
You
off the wall. Yeah. It was a corded one.
Exactly. This isn't even on. Yeah. And I just threw it at him. That's how angry I am.
Right.
So yeah, but he's a lovely human being,
mm-hmm.
and we're still good, I think. But I don't know. I got Tiffany now.
So give me an example of where you're a bigger jerk than your husband.
He has all the patience in the world with people, mm-hmm. like our landlord. Mm-hmm. I hope he's listening.
I believe he is a listener.
Our landlord is a supreme
douche. Is his name Garth?
No.
Oh, okay, John. Then he's not listening. John?
You know John, the landlord.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He's a douche nozzle. And he just does all these really weird things, and I'm always the only person at home. So, like, he'll come to fix the dryer because it smells like burning.
Right.
And then he'll say...
What are you, Ralph Wiggum? At that?
Can you fix it burning? So he'll come, and then he'll send a guy... Who's visually impaired? First of all,
that's the guy you want. He's handling like, a 220 volt appliance.
Be there when he's there because he's
working.
Working.
Exactly.
He fixes it by braille. He knows.
Exactly. He has to be an expert on smells.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Oh, it does.
Olfactory is up, boy.
Burning. It does smell like burning.
As soon as he walks in, well, it smells like your dryer.
So there's like an area that's open, and the guy will say, there's no screen there. And I go, there's never been a screen. The whole time we lived there, no screen. Landlord shows up and he's like, she doesn't have the screen. And they'll start talking about me. And the
is
third
he Italian?
Person. He's Greek.
Okay.
No screen.
Close enough.
And then Jennifer has no screen. And then I'll go, there's never been a screen ever. And I'm holding the baby. And then they're like, you've broken it. And then they'll flip to page 7 in the manual. And go, oh, no screen's supposed to be there. So, but it's always the accuse me of breaking. It's always finding a way, I feel like, that I've somehow created
of
it.
Of course it's the
and he's never there. Oh. So then when I say to my husband, this happened to me and I was a victim. And he'll go, you know, you should, he's visually impaired, honey. You should really. I'll be like, well, I was mistreated.
Come on, we're going to file that under things that aren't my problem.
Exactly.
Let's just put that in that bucket.
I was in Regina, babe. What could I do?
And that's the face you make.
Yeah. Which works great on a podcast.
They can imagine the sound.
He's the husband and the wacky neighbor, apparently.
Yeah. Comes in every day in a Hawaiian shirt, opens the fridge, takes out a drumstick. Hey, want to go skeet shooting? And
you live here. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I was in Regina. That's the name of our sitcom. I was in Regina.
The porn movie based on that is mm-hmm. not dissimilar.
No.
So as a couple, like both of you being active and having sort of that television exposure, what do your neighbors think of? Oh, it's that couple that are on that and that.
No, it's
like
it's
absolutely
Canadian
nothing.
TV. Nobody knows.
Because when we moved in, we moved in like in the summer and stuff like that, and we have
lovely home, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much. I am riding a lot of coattails here.
There's a reason why we do it here and not at my place.
Yeah.
There's about a dozen reasons.
This is a really good overturned recycling box. This is a really nice recording table, Ian.
I will not have you turn your nose up at my coffee table.
Everyone got a good milk crate to sit on? Everyone's milk crate is okay?
Some of us take recycling to heart.
You're not falling into that consumerism lifestyle.
No.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, way to read no logo, Ian.
That's right. So you've seen my kitchen table.
I have indeed. The stack of all the disused no logos all drilled together. So when we first moved in, and I don't have a lot of street cred at all, but it's very neighborly. Like, it's very sort of like that neighborhood in Toronto where everyone sort of knows each other. And so, we've gotten to know the varying aged neighbors of Portuguese people that surround us. Oh. And then three doors down, because my girlfriend's Italian, the Italian who's known as the mayor, who's just comes over and knows everyone's business. And she's fantastic. You know, she just comes over, like, there'll be a knock at the door. Here's three zucchinis. Like, that's, you know, I got 18 of them, please. And, but she, I don't know why she sounded like Jackie Mason in his youth. I don't know why that happened. But, she would be talking with my girlfriend in private and go, so do I let him know that I know him? And I'm like, what can that be? I don't know whether she just Googled my name or something. Went, oh, it's that guy. And whatever.
That guy.
And it's just,
that's your sitcom. It's weird that, oh, that's, it's that guy.
It's that guy. Who's that guy who's been in nothing? It's that guy.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Oh, that fucking guy.
By Casey Werner.
So... Speaking of Casey Warner, I don't want to mention him. So you're up here right now. Yeah. It's as we're recording, it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And you're up for the family.
Canadian Thanksgiving
to the American listener. What? When? How did they do that? Where's their DeLorean? is this a big time of year for you? Like, this is baby's first Thanksgiving. This is going to be, your parents will be crazy. Are you seeing the parents?
Our parents are all very far away.
Right.
They're all West Coasters. Mm-hmm. We're both from the West, so they're all West.
Vancouver?
So, Vancouver and Calgary.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So my brother, sister-in-law, and nephew are out in Canmore.
Oh, so it's lovely in Canmore.
It is.
Oh, my Christ. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's nature's backdrop there.
It is.
Mountains and
You sit on their back patio, you get to see the three sisters,
the three
lovely mountains. She's a chef out there, owns a restaurant. My brother teaches.
Come on.
And get ready for the twos, by the way. Nephews hit the twos.
Life changes.
And every single phone call I have with them, yeah, that's great. Tell mom and dad. I say, oh, my God, don't put that down. I got to go click, and then that's...
It smells like burning.
No, you know what it smells like? Handfuls of poo. That's what he's been getting into right now. He's becoming very fecal-feliac-ish. And
What's that in there?
Yeah. Is that pudding? That looks like the pudding.
And you don't see any connection to your early stand-up act with him?
Yeah, exactly. Because it was crap in your pants. I've heard that somewhere. I remember this used to be funny. I don't know why.
Now no one's laughing.
Right.
What if I smear it on the walls? Wait, does this work?
No, nothing.
So now we're going into our first baking a turkey for a...
I love that you said baking.
I was going to say...
Baking a turkey. See, already I'm dead.
We call that a culinary red flag.
Danger.
No, we're going to broil it.
Yeah, we're
good. A nice broiled turkey.
Yeah, who doesn't love a broiled?
It's pan-seared. That's where we went this year.
We're going to boil us up a nice turkey.
Yeah, we did it. We did it in a paella pan. We just flipped it over a couple times. It was great. Look at those grill marks, though. Well, we knew we were going to have this, and so we opened up the invite to a lot of people we knew that that didn't have it. So my parents are driving down because they don't want to go out to our other relatives, I guess, for some reason. And so we thought, okay, well, we know a lot of friends are kind of left stranded. So, like, let's have them over. Two of the people are in here right now who are joining
us.
They
look lonely and stranded.
They really do.
Hungry.
Yeah. Hungry.
So we got...
My folks are also on the West Coast, so...
Yes. So we... this is how it went. We were thinking, okay, first thing out of the gate is like... You go through, you know, when you're looking through recipe books and you see the picture
all the time,
and you go that, you see, I told you I'm domesticated. That's it. When you're wearing your apron and you're flipping through,
you're watching the Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of cream. I say to her, that's an awful lot of cream she's hurling into that. That's not a bisque. which is the name of my second sitcom.
That's not a bisque.
I was poking through this planking book. We did some planking at one point for friends of ours that came over, and it
not
went
the
well.
Exercise, actually cooking on planks,
not the torture.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. No. We weren't waterboarding. Man.
Okay,
we put the
when Todd misbehaves
out onto the deck.
Planking.
More briefing. We saw. I got the planking book, and one of them has a boxed turkey, and I thought, oh, wouldn't that be cool? You do the cedar and stuff like that. And so, I got my girlfriend on board. We'll do that. And then it sort of hits us. This is our first turkey ever.
Good.
Eh?
I'm glad someone pointed that out.
Let's do some risk mitigation. Let's try and figure out how to...
It's very
risky
anyways, having that many people for your first.
Know, this is the way I look at it. If they don't like Chinese food, fuck them. That's the way. That's
Happy
and the sitcom trifecta is complete.
Yeah. Yes.
Why are we having turnips with egg rolls? Fuck them.
Yeah.
My kill switch is egg rolls.
You know what? Happy fucking Thanksgiving to you.
That's what
eat it
we
or
fucked
get out.
Up. Have some more booze.
Yeah.
That's all you need. That's
God
all you need.
Bless us, everyone.
Because you sent my girlfriend into a stir going, are you brining it? And she's like, brine? What's a brine? Do we brine?
I've never heard of that either.
I didn't mean to.
So how do you brine a turkey?
Is soak that it in salt water.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not like pickle juice or something.
No, that would not be a good flavor.
That's what I'm thinking.
Flavor profile of that, Ian, would not be strong.
Is this coming off a little dilly?
Any better?
I'm getting dill hints.
It's the only brine I've ever come across. You pickle stuff in brine.
That's true. As a vinegar. Don't talk about food. This will be a 9-hour. Right. My husband's a foodie. I don't know any of this because I want to know it. It just happens where I suddenly say things like, I'll taste a wine and go, what is the vanilla in that? That is not old world. Let me see that bottle. Something from France should not taste like this.
Right.
I'm tasting New Zealand. I don't know.
Do you know it that well?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I'm inundated with it. Like all the time. He says
it's like the Celtics again.
It's like the Celtics. I didn't want to love Big Baby Davis, but now I do. I love that guy.
Kevin Garnett.
When he almost lost consciousness on the court in the playoffs last year, I thought I needed to go see him and hug him.
Right.
When he was weaving like a rhino that'd been shot with a dart, because he'd hit his head really hard and he was like, I'm not going down. Nope. And he was just like weaving on the court. You're like, no, baby, no.
I like that you call him baby.
And the little ref
hugged
him.
That's his nickname.
His little big baby. And the little ref embraced him and he didn't fall.
But I like that you called him baby. No, baby, no.
No. It's one of those things.
And there's your child. And is it mommy talking about? No, she's watching the Celtics.
She has Celtics onesies already. Like, it's a problem. Yeah, it's true. We got a problem. We're those people. I'm like, we're not going to buy sports outfits for our baby, are we? Cut to.
Yeah.
I already did that to my nephew.
Does she wear the Celtics green, gray, or off-white today? Yeah. What do you think?
Throwback.
Just be glad he didn't push to have the baby named Larry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Would the kid have a vertical? That would be good.
She's got big feet.
You got some height on you, too.
Yeah. It looks
measure
good.
It two, that's twice the height.
What?
Double the height at 2 years old, second birthday?
Yeah.
That will be the height.
For reals?
Definitely.
Like, there's no exceptions to
absolutely
that
none.
Rule?
There's absolutely none. Andre Arruda, when he was two, this big. He was a
so
nice
So really,
kid.
They should scout at the daycare center.
Exactly.
Because they know how it's going to go down.
Baby, holy shit, sign that kid.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Measure two, double it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Done. That's all I need to know. Thanks for having me.
That's it. Our guest is Binge Robertson. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm sure she has some credits.
This is
like,
Todd Van Allen on his old world household memories.
Exactly. If you get a blister, rub some butter on it. That's
wart. My mom's was a wart. Rub a potato on it. Bury the potato in the yard.
Stab a neighbor. Get a goat.
She used to, when we had styes as children. Yep. She's from the Maritimes. I think that says it all. You take her. She'd take her gold wedding ring.
Right.
Run it under the hot tap until it was scalding hot and put it on the sty. And she's like, it's got to be genuine gold. I'm like, you're burning it. You're basically burning styes off of our eyes. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter if it's gold or if I can poke her from the fire. Yeah. You're just burning us. Why?
When did the leeches come in?
I know.
Was she big on that?
No, but Maritime. Rub it on your wart, bury it in the backyard. What if I just rub the potato on my wart? What if I don't bury it in the backyard?
Won't work.
What if you throw it in the lake?
Exactly. What if I throw
this it has been validated on MythBusters. They did one potato burial, one without.
Potato cremation
died.
Doesn't work. Yeah. The person that died.
We went back to our first victim. Dead. Flies all over him.
I should have buried the potato.
We were going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Jen Robertson on Comedy Above the Pub right after this.
See you later. I got a phone call a couple weeks ago from my mom, and she still has the exact same answering machine that she purchased in 1979. You should see this thing. It is huge. But I tell her, I say, just get rid of this thing, please. I'm embarrassed. Is that faux wood? I don't know. Please make it go away. Just call the phone company for the invisible answering machine service. This is what I get. So you're telling me that I should get rid of this perfectly reliable machine to order something you call the invisible answering machine. Is that correct? The phone company really has to change the name of this product, I think, if they want to sell it to the over 60s. Am I right? And they need to provide them with some sort of tangible thing in exchange for their money. Even if they sent like a brick, right? With like a little sticker on it that said answering machine, place next to phone, no need to plug in. This is what they need.
My name is Tom Dustin. Perhaps you know me as the 2010 winner of the Yuck Yuck's Great Canadian Laugh-Off. I won $25,000, and I'm on the podcast called Comedy Above the Pub, which I may buy with my $25,000. Thank you, Canada.
Hey there, folks, and we're back with season one, episode 12 of Comedy Above the Pub. Thank you for continuing.
I'm proud to be in the dozen.
You're the dozen.
I'm the dozen.
You're the
next person's the baker's.
You're
dozen.
The deduce.
Yeah, who is unlucky number 13? To be determined.
To be determined. That is so secret.
If we keep talking, it might be me again.
It is so secretive, I don't even know.
It'll be Brandon for a rebuttal.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let me just say, when the dryer smells like hot, I was in Regina. Our babysitter's kind of tidy looking.
And that's the beginning of the end.
That's how it started.
So
this divorce has been brought to you by Comedy Above the Pub.
Yes. Comedy Above the Pub, when you need a wedge in your relationship. I'm still convinced we were talking about on the break we were talking about tubas. We've lost so many good tuba players, and we were questioning, are there any?
Cheeks, McGillicuddy. Yeah. Heavy breath.
There's got to be an auto and a helmet out there. There has to be. Yeah. There's no way. We're rolling into Oktoberfest. You know those guys are getting high money right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's. Let me say this. It's a long February for a tuba player.
This is their Mardi Gras.
This is it. I have got to shine. You do not want to have the flu during this time as a tuba player.
I am double booked that day.
Gott in Himmel. My family will starve.
Otto, empty spit valve.
How big is that thing going to be? I picture something the size of a pail, like under a cow. That
I wonder if tuba players have groupies.
Oh, they must.
Other tuba players, though.
Other wannabe tuba players.
Yeah, appreciate
everyone
it.
Has. Oh God. Okay. Speaking of which, most awkward thing ever happened to me. After the show
it's a
Thursday,
long list.
This is the most, and we know me. I have had awkward moments.
Yes,
ate alone in this podcast. Now, Thursday night, the show finishes up at Absolute Comedy, and I've got two of my friends in the audience. They kind of wait for the showroom to close, and so they and I are talking. It turns out we're all taking the same subway home.
Fun.
So I figure, okay, so let's just go. We continue this conversation there, and. We get onto the car and it's packed. It's like that moment where you hear the bing, 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 but the doors don't close. So everyone's kind of doing that mad rush. So the thing is just mobbed. And we're standing there going, hey, hey. And I look over and I notice four people that were sitting front row of the show. And I go, hi, front row people. And the girls are like, oh, hi, hi. And the guy in their compliment comes over and says, can I get your autograph?
Wow.
And
are they on the platform and you're on the train?
No, we're all in the train. We're all in the car. Car is moving at this point.
Okay.
And there's a poor woman cornered in our, and just me and my buddies, cornered in that, you know, by the doors that can't move and is looking, seeing this go down and is wondering who the fuck I am.
And we're back to that.
That fucking guy.
Yeah. You'll see me soon on a sitcom, sweetheart. I'm like, you want what? He goes, whenever I go to a show, I always get the performance. I look, and sure enough, he had everyone else's signature from the show. And like Mark Bennett, Dread Lee, Fraser Young. He's like, can you sign it? I was like, for sure. Of course. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to be a dick.
No.
And so I'm signing it. And this woman is still checking out going, who is this fucking guy? And so I signed to him and I go, there you go. And I'm figuring this is just going to open up the whole, yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what's really funny? And have I got a joke?
Exactly.
And
using his kids?
No, he was really respectful and just like, okay, bye. And he went back to his crew. And so my buddies and I get back to talking. And this woman is still staring at me like, should I be impressed?
Yeah, I'm just.
And so
I want to tell people who I saw, but I don't know who
right.
I see.
So
you know the Quiznos oven guy?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you've ever had
Are
a tradition,
there's a reason why he's a voice guy.
Yeah. You're
the oven.
I'm the oven.
Well, you shouldn't be nervous about the turkey. It's all going to work out.
Exactly.
You played an oven.
I'll muscle my girlfriend out of the way. Excuse me, sweetheart. I have a little bit of experience in this.
I have
played
an oven.
Let me talk to my countrymen here.
Yeah. Exactly. How's it going, little buddy? All right. Okay.
Guys, I speak oven. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got it.
Okay. It's telling me 350 degrees. It's telling me 350. So this poor woman is seeing it all go down, and she looks at me and goes, "So what show was this?" And I just turned to her and said, "Absolute Comedy. I'm not famous."
Very Canadian.
Which is true.
It was very Canadian.
I'm not famous.
No, don't. You know? Please, don't let your pulse quicken.
No.
Just keep your heart rate low.
You couldn't have told about the podcast?
I could. Well, fame. That's David Bowie's song is about this thing. Yeah, that's... I'm surprised the number I came up with for the number of we have someone downloading this episode or like this podcast,
yeah,
this series once every 7 minutes, 24/7.
Wow. Yeah. That requires is it some just math. The same yeah. person or is it different? Yeah,
I think
people?
It's the same person actually.
We love you, Mrs. Van Allen. Yeah.
I actually have like one
I'm
of
I'm going to download it again. Yeah. I need it one more time.
My mom's on dial-up, too. That's the beautiful part. I have one of those drinking birds that just hits the mouse button, everything. Clink, 8 minutes, clink.
That's so exciting. Yeah,
there's a little bit of notoriety.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Mork and I were listening to The Office yesterday.
Is that right?
The Allison Dorr episode.
Oh, of course.
She's no Niles again, but...
Why is everything Niles again with you?
Yeah,
are you guys getting
crush.
Married?
You got a talent crush
Holy
right there.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Just...
You my know, two favorite episodes.
We'll get him back. It's fine. Unless you creep him out by continuing to mention his name on podcast.
I guess.
You gotta stop. You
God.
Gotta stop. There's,
now
you
I'm blushing.
There's a time and place. Why talk? Hey, speaking of podcasts, what's this bomb you drop? Your parents have a podcast.
That's right.
Just when I think, you know, not everyone can have a podcast, you've proved me wrong.
Well, my parents are entertainers, so okay. I wouldn't be too
so for okay, so for the listener, your parents are?
They are Bob Robertson and Linda Cullen. Mm-hmm. They are known as Double Exposure.
Uh-huh.
They had a radio show for 11 years on the CBC.
I used to listen to that there when I was commuting on the 401 back home all the time.
Those are my people. Yes. And they had TV shows and stuff. And so now they have a rooftop studio.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a podcast. My dad got a Mac.
Oh, my God.
He crossed over. It was a beautiful, beautiful time.
Dad, slow down. You're getting hip.
Because every time you go home, you're like, there's like 9 cookie blockers. Yeah. Just get a Mac. And now he's got a Mac. And
how's that soul patch for him growing in? Is that nice?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's a really hip
spending
dude.
Spending a lot of time in Starbucks. Yeah,
wearing Doc Martens. Yeah. He's totally transformed. I don't
Have you
know.
Heard this My Chemical Romance, sweetheart? It's great.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
Yeah, nice.
He's getting hip. He's not turning emo.
I don't know what's going on there. Have you heard the podcast? Maybe it's mopey.
What is the name of the podcast?
Yes.
It's called Double Exposure Radio. They
kept the name.
And political satire,
Fantastic.
Current events.
Nice.
This is my family business.
I can't
Some
imagine.
Some people plumb. We do comedy.
Yeah. Yep.
My brother's in construction.
Oh, yeah?
He's a bit racist. I can say this because he won't listen.
Yeah.
And even if he does, he'd be like, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, you're listening to the podcast. Yeah. You know who listens to that? The fucking eye ties.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
That would be, yep.
I'm not listening to that WAPcast.
Exactly.
Wow.
Too urban.
Yeah.
All Too ethnicities urban. Were enjoying that. Yeah. I don't want to listen.
If I had to peg some sort of hated demographic that would listen to podcasts, I'm guessing the metrosexuals. Does that not seem like a little metrosexual?
Like
that would like if you're like small town bigoted, you're thinking, you're listening to the podcast. What are you going to buy a Gucci shirt and wear some cologne and look nice and have the ladies fall over you? Yeah, that's
and
right.
Listen to a podcast.
Yeah, jackass. Yeah.
Hair gel and podcast.
Yeah. What's wrong with a mullet?
About, yeah.
What's wrong with the moulet? So they must be getting like a huge amount of downloads if they.
They were on the iTunes, the thing. They talk
these kids with their iTunes.
I don't understand what they're saying now. My dad starts talking about technical stuff, and I just like drift away. And he's like, "Well, you know, we've got this speed, and then we need 8-9 more gigabytes to do that." And I'm like, "Dad, please don't.
Yeah.
It's long distance, and I don't want to do this. I just want to talk about life and stuff."
Now, where do they live right now?
They're Vancouver.
They're Vancouver, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Coast.
Crazy.
Yeah. We've got that thing now because I've been here 15 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost a Torontonian now.
You and I moved in around the same time.
Yeah,
then.
So they're hurtful, yeah. Right? Yeah. They'll just be like, oh, the weather's so nice here.
Oh my God. Okay, so my parents, small town, God love them, Ontario, got into this thing where it's like, oh, Toronto's doing this. Oh, here comes Toronto doing this thing. Oh, you're having butter on your toast. Okay, Toronto, with your hip ways. Oh, yeah, supporting gay marriage and having some jam with some butter beneath it.
Listen to your podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not sure what just happened here, but
no. Butter Jam Podcast. Yeah,
Butter Jam Podcast.
That's all you need. That's gay. My podcast, yeah. I'm starting. The Butter Jam Podcast. I have a jug band. Yes. Be jealous. It's the Butter and Jam Podcast with Jim Robertson.
And every once in a while, Brandon just shows up.
Yes, I was in
Honey, the dryer's smelling again.
The baby smells like burning now.
I was going to fix it, but I'm making out with the babysitter.
Exactly. And then we're just going, it's all worked out so horribly.
I would be, well, you can record that in L.A. Because, podcasts are portable. If we learned anything.
Yeah.
Was that the most awkward segue? Was that possibly?
It was good.
That had the turning
I'm
radius.
I'm going to need to do something there.
Yes. So. That segue had the turning radius of a Tron light cycle. So you're moving down to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of it going to be vacation, then you're going to look to find work down there?
No, it's all work.
It's all work?
All work all the time. I've lived there before.
Okay.
I've lived there for 2 years straight. I lived there. I did, we haven't even started that whole history. I was part of a Republican comedy show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Oh, that's right, on Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
What was it called again?
What a journey that was.
How's it going, Rush Robertson?
This is the problem with
the Mexicans.
Yeah. On the first auditions for the show, they had said, this is going to be like a center sort of fake news comedy show.
Right.
Not leaning as much to the left. And I was like, oh, because you kind of think conservatism in Canada is not as extreme. So you're not really savvy to what that means.
We actually put the kibosh on the Fox TV.
Yeah.
The Sun TV is gone. Yeah. They're not. Yeah. Yeah. I looked over someone's shoulder and they were reading the Toronto Star and it said that. So Sun TV, it's gone.
Suck it, Rupert Murdoch.
That's
actually too bad. I would have liked to have watched
really?
It. Yeah.
You need to see those chowder heads.
More on the left.
No.
Yes.
Sometimes it just it's upsetting, though.
Isn't Rob Ford enough? Don't we have to?
Don't we?
Well, let's
hope. If you're watching American Idol, ironically, you're still supporting it. So no.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Fair enough. So then the callbacks, and they said, so this isn't gonna be fully left. If anyone has a problem with this, you should not continue auditioning. And I raised my hand and said, when you say not to the left, you don't mean crazy to the right, like Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh, right? And they went, no,
it's an awesome sketch duo, by the way.
No, we wouldn't do that. Are you kidding? We're client side. There's no way we would do that to you in an audition.
Pilot gets made. Show gets picked up. There's a celebration dinner at a cigar place in Beverly Hills.
Of course.
Brandon and I go. We are at a table with Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh.
No way!
We were stunned. We were absolutely stunned. And then Matthew Broderick was one table over. I'm like, we can't talk to him because we're at the evil table.
Right.
And he will not want to speak to us.
Is that Matthew Broderick?
Yes. Like, yeah. He won't want to speak to us. He'll be like, you're sitting with her.
Right.
And you Anne got all drunk and started swearing about Cubans. Uh-huh.
And you were just seething.
That's
sweet.
So out of character for her.
Yeah. No.
And there's your husband going, sweetheart, you must be mad. You smell like burning.
Yeah. It was all quite something.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Interesting times.
Well,
great producer, though, Joel Surnow. Mm-hmm. I would not say no to working with Joel Surnow again, in case you're listening.
Yeah.
No, he's an excellent
we'll
producer. It's just some interesting audience members. Interesting fan base.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my.
Oh,
a lot
bet.
Of mullets?
Yeah, really.
What was the show? Can we get it on YouTube?
It was called the Half Hour News Hour. You can. Right. I'm a redhead in it.
Right.
So
you're a redhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back to my old. It's like I was evil for a while. I'm back and I'm blonde.
And a girl.
Good.
It's a pleasure
I
to have you.
I wasn't evil. There were jokes I didn't say.
Oh,
on
there's
the air.
There's nothing more evil than a redheaded ginger.
I know.
The gingers.
Yeah.
You got a weakness for the ginger.
No. It's a callback to Nathan's episode.
We wish Nathan McIntosh the best of luck.
Oh.
Yeah. He'll be back. He'll be back to refute. No.
Nathan considers ginger a racial slur.
Oh. He does.
They've had a lot of problems growing up. You shouldn't push that button. That's right. Not good.
My stepfather's a ginger, believe me.
Okay. Well, they're unstable. I mean, let's be fair. They're missing a chromosome. So what was the show? Was it like a this hour style show? It was like a kind of a panel.
It was sketches and a fake news panel. Yeah.
Right.
And we made fun of things like CFL bulbs. Oh, they're hilarious.
CFL bulbs?
The
fluorescent. Oh, of course. Yeah. Why should we support these things that help the environment?
Poison.
Oh.
What if I break one and kill my family?
What if I eat it after I bake it for 350 degrees for 20 minutes?
That's right.
And put it over a salad bed.
Yes. No, some good experiences and some interesting experiences for sure. I was invited to the compound.
Oh, really?
I was invited to Russia's compound.
Huh.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, well, we didn't go.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the murder dungeon?
The murder dungeon.
Murder. Yes, we missed that part. Yeah. So, somehow we just couldn't find the time.
So what, when you're in that situation,
because
I'm getting the vibe from you that you're not kind of that way politically.
Comedian from Vancouver? Go figure.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you because I was lighting up. Yeah. What was that about the right? when you're faced with this sort of situation, obviously professionalism prevails, but do you just, as you're going through the scripts, do you just go, why? What am I doing? Is this like how do you, is it just the thing, I'm getting a paycheck?
It is getting a paycheck. Not everything was like that. There would just be flare-ups of that. And I was glad that the time that I was on that show was before President Obama came into power, because then it could have had a turn to it that really just would have.
I just like picturing you going, Sarah, we'll do it live.
You could have had Sarah Palin on the show.
Yeah, there were some jokes that I wouldn't tell for various reasons. One, because I didn't want to be murdered by a Muslim. Right. And then secondly, because they were just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they implied certain things. And they would push me like right down to the wire. They would still put the jokes in the prompter for taping.
And you just go, coming up.
And we're going to a break.
Yep.
And I'm still not saying it.
Yeah.
They mocked my co-anchor for buying a Prius. I mean, it was pretty funny.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Fucking hippie.
Yeah.
Dirty gas saving.
Where's your dress? Yeah.
What'd you bring for lunch? Not meat?
Exactly. It was quite an interesting time.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
When you're going in for auditions of it, it's for Walmart, and I'm not a fan of Walmart. Yeah. So I guess I'll still do it. I don't care. It's a paycheck, and like I have happy visions of my local Loblaws, which is also a big conglomerate, but fuck it, it's a smaller one. you put yourself in the happy spot.
So you think of Loblaws to make you feel better about Walmart?
That's one of the things I can think of. That's one of the things.
Okay, all right.
You know, just
Go to the happy place.
Go to the happy place. My happy place is Loblaws.
Yeah.
Right by the sandwich place.
Fair enough.
My favorite thing is the triangle. Ankle sandwiches with the egg salad. I love those.
Oh, those are nice.
Those are.
Crust on or off?
Oh, on.
Okay, good.
On.
Good.
Well, no, it's the focaccia bread.
Oh.
They come in a triangle shape. Those are my favorite things.
It's all crust.
Mm. Yeah.
It's all crust. That's how they sell it.
Yeah.
That's Darcy's new sitcom.
Yeah. That's all crust. That's Darcy's new sitcom. It's all crust. He just sits there and gets really snappy at the youth. It's all crust. I don't like this My Chemical Romance like those people from the parenting podcasts. Those double exposure
parents,
people.
Double exposure with their hip waves.
What could possibly your parents have thought of as you're doing this show? They must have
been
proud.
Well, they're political satirists.
Right. But
nature.
You've gone the other way.
I've gone the other way. My dad is mildly conservative.
Right.
I mean, not everybody in Vancouver is stoned all the time.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good percentage, but not all of them. So, I mean, they weren't hippies.
Damn dirty hippies.
I mean, we did live on an island for a while, but we weren't. And we grew our own food, but we weren't.
And it was their island.
It was their island. And, you know, whatever. He was fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And, you know, happy that I had a job. I mean, that was the thing, is I had a job, and you sometimes have to work for people you wouldn't necessarily work for. It's similar to Walmart or whatever.
Right.
You can't start analyzing for commercials. No. This was just so blaringly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great night when my co-anchor couldn't get a joke in the prompter, and he had to do it again and again and again. And on the way out, the producers were smoking their cigars, and he said, "Hey, I'm really sorry about what happened." And he went, "Doesn't change it." And I said, no, but you're an asshole. And he remembered, because weeks later when I introduced him to someone, he goes, I thought I was an asshole. And I said, you are, but you're in charge.
Yep. You know how I can tell? The size of the cigar.
Yeah.
If he's got the Lancero.
And then and who has a cigar one. On their smoke break?
Yeah. It's going to be a half hour smoke break.
An expensive smoke break, too. Very pricey.
Very pricey. But that's true. Like as people get older, like I guess you can get more and more. And again, it's this Canadian conservatism. But my parents are dipping into the States for vacations more and more and starting to like the place. And that I'm finding frightening. So Ian and Darcy, take note. If you want to have fun at my expense, of course, start my mom on politics. Oh, start it. Oh, she has gotten, because there have been times.
Is it the illegal immigrants? Is she all over it?
No, she's just like, okay, she'll do, and I know there's no way she's ever going to hear this, because again, they're on dial-up. They don't even know what this is. So I can say this. Her favorite thing, and I'm waiting to see what it is, every kind of family function, like Thanksgiving or Christmas, whatever, there's a new catchphrase that she's latched onto from the media, and she'll grab it and run with it forever and mention. So last time it was small C conservative and small L liberal. That's what she was on. Well, the small C conservatives say this, but then, oh, you're coming off very small L liberal. And it's like, oh.
I'd like to see your long form birth certificate.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, so mom, what does that mean exactly? Well, you know, conservative. Okay, so, all right. Yeah.
I love moms and the catchphrases, though. Brandon's mom's the best. She always cooks things, and she doesn't know how to stay them. So she said, I think tonight we'll have the Nicozy salad. It's a
Niçoise. Okay.
And she loves Jerome Gameshi.
Of course.
Oh, who doesn't love that radio program with Jerome Gameshi?
What's it called? R.
R with Jerome.
R with Jerome.
And every time you tell her to say it, she goes, how do I write that phonetically? And she's like a little notepad. Gion. I don't know. How do you write Gion phonetically? But that's his show. Let's talk about your show.
It's M-O-X-Y.
Yeah. Moxie.
Two words.
Ferruvus.
I still can't forgive him for that.
Once I was the king of Spain.
I know. Now I eat humble pie. I still can't forgive him for that.
Speaking of humble pie, will you be making a pie for Thanksgiving?
There will be. Mom's already made it. It's in the freezer. Got a throt. Yeah, we're going to throw. We're going to throw that out the window.
We're
going to throw that on the counter.
Bribe the turkey and throw the pie.
Fry the pie.
You're supposed to bribe it and give it $100. It'll taste good.
First, I'm going to go speaky to my oven and see what it thinks.
Yeah.
Don't combine the two at the same time. You'll have turkey tasting pie.
Yeah, that's smart.
That would be good, actually.
Turkey,
a little turkey infused apple pie?
No.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Shut it down.
Stop. Too much turkey.
No. Are you kidding me? One last thing. I want to ask you about LA. So what is, have you got a project going on down there that we got to promote?
No, it's a little thing called We Have Green Cards.
Atta girl.
So we're heading back down. We're driving 3,000 miles with a baby, which we will be videotaping a lot of everyone's entertainment.
In what form of vehicle?
In a Volkswagen Rabbit.
Oh,
they're
boy.
So luxurious. There's so much room.
It will. Your baby will have grown out of the space that confines it by
we'll
the time
to, like,
you hit Minnesota.
I know. It's gonna be amazing. Yeah.
And you're just gonna go down, audition, and
do more pilot season.
Yeah.
Are you going all the way west to Vancouver and then down, or are you
diagonally? We do various routes. We've had amazing. Actually, we've done the route now like 4 times, and we always do different places. And the south part of Texas, I don't recommend.
Right.
It's very terrifying. We actually heard a radio morning zoo program one morning when we were near Pecos. Had a show called Know Your Blacks. Yeah. That's when you go drive faster.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be here for much longer. I'm very uncomfortable right now. So,
Know Your Blacks.
It was a fun contest.
I kind of want to Google that and see what sort of blacks they
have. All the prizes have the name black in them, like a Black and Decker toaster or black diamond cheese. It's funny.
Okay.
Oh, really hilarious.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And inflammatory.
Yeah. Comedy.
Not unlike your baby near the dryer.
That's right.
Cute, you know, cute and inflammatory. I think the baby smells like burning.
I think we have a title for the episode.
I know. Smells like burning.
This episode smells like burning. Jen, thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
And it's good to get you here while you're still in town. You've been very accommodating. Enjoy the miscreant Thanksgiving if you get some turkey in.
Enjoy the Miss Korean Thanksgiving.
Miscreant. Miscreant. Yes, the Miss Korean. She's coming over. Todd,
enunciate.
It's right around the corner here. I was able to swing a deal because we're here near the Christie Pits.
Pageant with turkeys because I want to go.
I got to say, we went through finalists. This is what has been tying up my week.
But it's only South Korean. No North Korean.
Only South Korean. There's one North Korean. We turned her away. And it was Kim Jong-il in a skirt. We knew that. We could tell by the glasses. So we've got her coming in. She's going to bring in the turkey very nicely.
Yes, beautiful.
And then do some spelling.
Have a lovely dinner. I know the turkey will be great.
It'll be fantastic.
I'm sure. I'm not that sure, but you know what? It's going to be good anyway. No,
you'll hear this. Yeah. Fuck it. We'll have egg rolls. Web presence? Do you have your own personal website?
I do not.
Okay.
I've had a domain name for years.
Are you serious?
Done nothing with it. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Do you renew it?
Yep.
What? So it's that thing that carries
my
on?
Oh, I should makes do me.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that Diamond Field thing going for you?
Yeah. I've been such a tyrant for my whole 7.5 weeks I've been there.
You've really oppressed me
Very
in the
nice.
Time that you've been there.
Your dad's got a map. Mac, get him on it.
I know. And then make
Dad,
me a website.
Make me a website.
Come
Dad,
on.
Make me a website.
What is it? Butter and jam?
Oh, yeah. Butter and jam.
Butter and jam.
The Butter and Jam podcast.
Come on. NPR will take it in a second.
If you Google it, your Diamond Field page comes out straight away. So we'll have a link in there in the podcast. So people go, that's what she looks like.
Yeah.
She's adorable. Your child must be beautiful.
She's attractive.
Do you Twitter?
I don't tweet.
She doesn't have a website.
I know. I don't have a website, but
you
I tweet
computer,
the hell out
man.
Of other people's. You know what? I have a computer, and we also are getting an iPod Touch. So there you go. We're pretty modern.
There you go.
Obviously. Look at
us. We listen to the music.
Yeah, we like music on our iPod.
Yeah.
Oh, I put my shuffle in the dryer yesterday, and that's probably why it smells like burning. I was like, what is spinning in there? It is so loud. What kind of zipper, not a zipper.
No,
I did the same thing.
Did you?
Well, washing machine, then the dryer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It doesn't survive.
It doesn't like that.
No, it doesn't.
Did not approve of that at all.
And now the only song it plays is, it's getting hot in here, so take... Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, horrible.
That's
it was
how
the
Darcy,
horrible.
I know we don't edit, but please.
So it
I'll
ends.
Just rewind.
Fuck it, we'll do it live! We got to get out of here, because you got to go... I got to go entertain some people and put together that shelfie thing downstairs still. Oh. That's still got a drill sticking out of it that I got to deal with.
I think you should put it together in front of everyone on stage tonight.
Okay.
That might be funny.
If everyone could just step around here. It'll probably bring more swearing into my act, is what that needs. Ian, say goodbye to the fine folks.
Hey, everybody. Have a good Thanksgiving.
They had it.
All right.
By the time this comes. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck all of you.
There. Why did you switch up your regular
side? There we go. That's the Ian we know and tolerate. You can follow him at Nerdgasm Comedy. Defiander for Darcy.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. I'm at Hey It's TVA. Thank you, folks. Leave us a review in iTunes. Give us a call, 206-202-8065. Let us know how your Thanksgiving went. That's what we want to know. Or drop us an email. Visit the website at comedyabovethepub.com. Also, check there to see what's going on every Thursday at McVeigh's with the live show. You can see who the guests are week by week at that show in Toronto, Church and Richmond. My name is Tavanel. Where do you find your comedy when it's not with the butter and jam? Above the Pub.
Lately, I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun in the sky, the spots on my face.